My piece is called Life Without Life, The Camels Are More Human. A particular event in Frank Cole's life serves as the impetus for two films, A Life and Life Without Death. This event, despite being repeatedly referred to and depicted in both documentary and allegorical symbolic fashion, remains sketchy as a biblical episode of Isaac and Abraham, which it inverts. At his beloved grandfather's deathbed, Cole briefly entertains the possibility that he would like to switch places, that he would sacrifice his life to save his grandfather's. This thought so unsettles Cole, he declares he must never die. How unsettling is this as a primal scene? The camera is already there, set up squarely at the foot of his grandfather's bed, pointing slightly upward so as to include the standing Cole, who splits his gaze between his grandfather and the camera. But Cole's camera is always already there, anticipating every image, like Kubrick's camera. It isn't there to record or to determine any kind of outcome or meaning, but to witness with an unflinching blankness the vaguely diabolical anticipation of an unconcerned participant. God called on Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, but it was only a test. Kierkegaard, in the Exordium to Fear and Trembling, retells the story in four versions. One, Abraham turns wildly to Isaac and claims that it is his desire and not God's to kill him. Isaac pleads to God for mercy and is spared. Abraham claims it is better that he believes me a monster than he should lose faith in you, God. Two, Abraham is about to sacrifice Isaac, but then sees the ram God has left as a substitute and slaughters that instead. From that day henceforth, Abraham was old. He could not forget that God had ordered him to do this. Isaac flourished as before, but Abraham's eyes were darkened, and he saw joy no more. Three, Abraham begs God's forgiveness and the very fact that he had been willing to sacrifice his son. Four, Isaac sees Abraham draw the knife and at that moment loses faith. Not a word is ever said of this in the world, and Isaac never talked to anyone about what he had seen, and Abraham did not expect that anyone had seen it. So let's say Cole is Abraham and his grandfather is Isaac. God, of course, is the camera. After Kierkegaard, we could expand interpret Cole's primal scene in various ways, but I found only one terribly convincing. A young man stands astride his beloved grandfather's deathbed. He imagines that if he could sacrifice himself and die in place of his grandfather, he would. He's immediately horrified by his willingness to sacrifice himself and vows to embrace life, a life without death. However, to embrace this life without death, he must first turn his back on his grandfather and disavow the potentially sacrificial love he had for him. At the risk of sounding trite, life without death is also life without life, though Cole remains oblivious to this fact and is doomed to blankly, unknowingly diminish life.